This is Dabu 7. Some new information here connected to this Manhattan shooting. Is the gunman said to be dead? The Shane Tamura. They say he shot himself in the chest with this long gun, this long rifle. And there's some new information here I want to kick out there. I covered this on the live stream last night, if you guys missed it, in the very beginning of the stream. But this man shot 5 people, killing 4 of them. One of them was an officer that was working security down there on the lower level. He was one of the first ones to come in contact with this individual, and he succumbed to his wounds. Then other people were shot along the way, and this individual was trying to make his way in what they're saying was a botched attack to the NFL's floor. He took the wrong elevator. He ended up on the wrong floor during the attack. They say he ended up in this routine management floor, which also control the building itself. And he is said to have left a suicide note. They're saying now where, I don't know where they found it, but they're saying that in the suicide note, he says that he was targeting them because of CTE. He played football himself. Now, fake news CNN was trying to say that this guy was possibly white. It's crazy how bad the mainstream spin stuff out there these days. It's sickening. But this 27-year-old Shane Tamura was citing CTE, which is a brain damage type of issue that many football players deal with. And the life of a former football player that committed suicide because of CTE and all this other stuff, drank antifreeze. And in this note, he says he's sorry. He says that he wants answers. He wants to protect people. And he cites the whole situation on CTE. Now, he was a standout football player. We showed a clip of it. And the shooting in the chest is quite odd. You know, the 33rd floor, huge red flag right there. And then the fact they're saying that he shot himself in the chest. Many people say, who does that? You know, because you could potentially suffer and all that. And well, this is what they're saying. And you can see here in this right image that the people in the building were barricading themselves in their rooms, in wherever they were at, to stop this guy from getting in. But ultimately, in the end here, they're saying he's dead. And that he was targeting the NFL. Not the Blackstone executive, or because that's who got killed. One of the people killed was a Blackstone executive. And the others I have not seen any information on yet. But some updated info here to add to all this. I'll leave a link below. Join me for the live streams. Going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Dabu 77. Talking about this and a whole lot more. Hope to see you there. Much love.